The case for reparations is back on Capitol Hill today as members of the House of Representatives hear arguments in favor of restitution for the descendants of enslaved people in America. It's unlikely to become law, but the debate comes at a time when several Democratic presidential hopefuls have endorsed the idea. A House Judiciary Subcommittee heard today from Ta-Nehisi Coates, whose 2014 article in The Atlantic, The Case for Reparations, reignited this debate. In his testimony, he said America's legacy of racism extends far beyond slavery.
It is tempting to divorce this modern campaign of terror, of plunder, from enslavement. But the logic of enslavement, of white supremacy, respects no such borders. And the god of bondage was lustful and begat many heirs, coup d'etats and convict leasing, vagrancy laws and debt peonage, redlining and racist GI bills, poll taxes and state-sponsored terrorism.
Let's bring in Scott Wong, senior reporter for The Hill. Scott, Coates' testimony sounded pretty impassioned.
I mean, what a powerful statement from the journalist and author Ta-Nehisi Coates. Captivated the room and obviously spoke about how, the root causes of some of the problems that the African-American community faces today can be traced all the way back to slavery. You know, blacks have a higher rate of unemployment, higher rates of people living in poverty, fewer going to college, higher incarceration rates. And, one thing specifically that he did was single out Mitch McConnell, who has been critical of the idea of reparations, speaking even this week to reporters about how taxpayers today should not be responsible for something that happened 150 years ago. Well, Ta-Nehisi Coates said in response at this testimony that Mitch McConnell was alive during the 40s and 50s and 60s, must have experienced and seen racism in his community back in Kentucky.
Well, and to expand on what you mentioned, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters yesterday he doesn't think reparations are a good idea, but it's something that happened 150 years ago. None of us currently living are responsible for that. It's not a good idea. And also, we've tried to deal with our original sin of slavery by fighting a civil war, passing landmark civil rights legislation, electing an African-American president. Some people took umbrage at that notion that that could be a make-good for slavery. But Texas Rep. Sheila Jackson Lee is the chief sponsor of today's bill. It was former Democratic Representative John Conyers of Michigan who first floated this idea back in 1989 and tried to reintroduce it every year until he resigned in 2017. Why is it coming up again now?
Well, I think it's coming up now because there have been, a number of racial flare-ups in our politics today. Think back to Charlottesville, the white supremacists marching on Charlottesville a couple years ago. While the president believes that the African-American community is doing much better under him and that unemployment in that community is significantly down, I think there are a lot of black families that are still struggling, still dealing with these sort of institutional issues that we discussed, incarceration and poverty and things like gun violence. In fact, Cory Booker, the presidential candidate and New Jersey senator, was also among those testifying today. And he spoke as the former mayor of Newark, New Jersey, just about the gun violence that he sees every day. So powerful words from Cory Booker as well.
Well, this is June 19th, Juneteenth, the day that commemorates the day in 1865 when formerly enslaved people in Texas first learned they'd been emancipated 2 years earlier before that. So, if nothing else, there's conversation today about, for instance, perhaps how African-Americans couldn't take advantage of the GI Bill. But is it thought that anything else really will come of this, that this might, become law?
I think many in the Congressional Black Caucus, led by Karen Bass and the past chairman, Cedric Richmond, they are hopeful that this will now pass out of the Judiciary Committee and move to the House floor. Now, let's be clear, the legislation only calls for the formation of a national commission to study the idea of reparations and how best to address reparations. It does not provide monetary payments themselves. And that is a very critical and an important distinction to make. But there are significant doubts, even among the rank-and-file Democrats, that perhaps Pelosi will not move on this legislation this year during a crucial election year. It would put a number of her sort of frontline vulnerable Democrats in a very tough position and be a very tough vote for them as they run for reelection and as Democrats try to hold the majority of the House.
Scott Wong, senior reporter for The Hill. Thanks so much.
Thank you.